Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up, Ross.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Kyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you wear the maneuver with Rob Bollocks?
I keep thinking of that guy, Miles, what's his name?
That Liberace, yeah. Yeah. You know who I mean, eh? Was the Playboy stud vent earring.
You texted me the other day and went, "Oi, Liberace," and it took me about 5 minutes. I was thinking, he's calling me Liberace, and then I just finally got it, that you were being nice.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing? Right, very quickly, I was always led to believe that when it gets cold, when the sun comes up in the morning, is because it's the sun, the heat of the sun forcing the cold air down, but Rick Breeze just said, no, it isn't.
So once again, Rick Breeze's response was...
No, it isn't.
Right.
Did he give you a spot?
No.
A spot?
Oh, okay. Right. But you don't question Rick Breeze.
No, you don't. You're lucky. I mean, you
he gives you the look.
He gives so much of himself every day anyway. Yeah. You know, it's like... Oh. All right, so Rob, hi. This morning, I didn't task you with anything last week. I was remiss there, and you seem to be quite confident that you strode in proudly this morning with something. What do you got for us?
Well, it was actually me and Tess were talking off air last week about protests.
Yeah,
do they actually do anything these days? Because there's so many protests going on. But I don't know if you remember, there was lots of real bad stuff going on, and all of a sudden Toblerone made their bars smaller. It slipped through the cracks, right? That was earth-shattering thing. And I think there's a turning point in protesting now. And a lot of the people from Facebook actually were fed up with it. And Lewis Bennett wrote...
After a busy day at work, I decided to treat myself. I was super excited until I opened it and discovered half of the pieces missing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
And Scott Blackadder wrote,
I was eating mine and lost my shoe. I found it on one of the gaps in my Toblerone.
See, now to me, this is a way to protest. Because of that, they've turned around and said, "Okay, it's going to go back to original now."
I think that's a particular. This is the English, customers.
Yeah,
the English do protesting so well. This is what were we talking about this on the other day about the placards when Trump was over there.
Trump was there.
The blimp. Oh, the rusty blimp.
But to me now, really, does it really make any difference?
Well, I remember having a discussion once up here with, we were talking about fast food chains and people who used to Coca-Cola will, if you have a bad bottle of Coke, they'll just basically send you some, I don't know if they still do it, and they probably won't now that I'm saying this today, but they used to, I know guys used to like just repeatedly, under different names, send complaints into Coca-Cola, it tastes like an old shoe, it tastes like it's got mildew in it, blah, blah, and they'd send them a whole crate for one bottle. It was basically hush money, you know? It's like, no, sorry about that. Here's some more. Just shh, sort of thing. And so we talk about that. And then basically a representative, a customer service, head of customer service of what we think may have been a large fried chicken chain, let's say.
Okay.
Which advertises a lot on TV. Basically said that sometimes all it takes is about 8 complaints. And they'll make a big difference because people don't complain in New Zealand, you know. We don't sort of dig our heels in for much, customers are always right. Let's be honest, team. We get sucked in on so much stuff here. We pay so much for petrol, pay so much for power, pay so much for. You know, how do you know how much power you use? They just tell you the water. It's just all, you know.
Well, that actually led me on to, you've got these two Canadians over, that Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux, or whatever they are, coming over here. To me, the best way to deal with these people is to ignore them and not give them the press. All right, we're talking about them now. It's like the Holocaust denier geezer. Right, I'd have let them in the country.
Same here.
Just so you can destroy them.
Exactly.
When they start coming out with all this rubbish.
There is a technique, though, that I've noticed in certain right-wing factions. Where you just lie. You just lie or face, and you just keep lying and keep lying. And the trick is, if you're going to take these people to task, you don't want to get too het up. I've made that mistake in the past. Then you sound like a lunatic. because you're just going, what? That's ridiculous. Oh, my God. What do you mean? Someone like you's in charge. And then they'll sit there and they'll be calm. And all the people who are freaked out by a lunatic carry-on,
yeah,
well, they just think you're wrong. But then and they'll go with the calm person.
So
no matter if they say, oh, look, you know, Asians are taking all the jobs. Or something stupid like that. And you just go, what are you talking about? I just think it's a job. They stick with it. It's a trick.
Yeah.
Ever since George Bush.
But don't you think really that the best way, it's like with Trump, if everybody ignored him for a week, he'd hate it.
Or just laughed.
Yeah.
Everything he said.
So maybe we've got to think.
Maybe just go to school a bit longer, Americans, and think a bit more about, care a bit more about politics. And care. Like, we need to do that too here.
Yeah.
We need to care a wee bit more about politics and care a wee bit more about who votes and why they vote.
But like with these
what information they've got to vote with.
With these Canadians, you think there's actually an audience that are going to be there that are into what they're saying?
Well, this is what I'm there will be, because it's quite fashionable.
I think that's why people are not wanting to let them in, because there is an audience. And right. Some of the things that they say are offensive. So that's
But there's people saying offensive things on every street corner in every part of this country.
Yeah, but do you want to give them a microphone?
Well, if they're just saying talking complete bullshit, yes.
It's like if you give someone enough rope, they'll hang themselves, sort of scenario, isn't it?
Well, it's I would rather find out all these people who I'd like to see all those people in a room and go, look at you guys. My God, you guys are following that? Oh, you scared little, tiny, frightened little people. Surely.
I just think there's got to be a new way to protest, because all these mass protests now don't seem to... Or is it we want something to happen really quickly?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think
and things do take time, I suppose.
Yeah. And there's we're not very forgiving nowadays.
No.
People aren't very forgiving. You can't say, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to do that, because we all go, you didn't, you knew you were doing it. Yeah. Liar.
So I think we should use that Toblerone as a starting point. Let's all be really sarcastic.
This is the Englishman coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, just sarcasm. I like
this
sarcasm.
This is the person that's holding up the Kim Kardashian, A0 photos from the Kim Kardashian sex tape while Kanye West was playing at Glastonbury. That's the type of person you are.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Imagine that. Imagine when Kanye West and just going, oh, cool. They're wacky. He's wacky.
With the Toblerones, Rob, was that just a Facebook protest kind of thing?
Yeah.
People commenting, and then they just from those comments.
Oh, I think they got lots of they did it really cleverly when Brexit was on, so no one would notice.
Well, they changed the bar size.
They changed the bar size.
Sneaky.
During Brexit thing, did they?
Yeah, they did it under the radar. Do you know what I mean? Oh, just ridiculous.
So it means they've been sitting there waiting.
Yeah,
and one has to. After now, we've seen that Brexit was fiddled with.
Yeah.
You have to ask the question, don't you? Yeah. Whether Toblerone had anything to do with it. Who's the parent company?
Oh, it's an American company.
Meddling. That's what that is.
Oh, that blimp is now going to the States now. I wish I'd thought of that. You're going to make so much money with that Trump blimp.
I think you imagine just if every house I hated them had one.
Yeah, they're doing the small ones now. People have got them in there.
Imagine if you popped it and it was full of 50 small ones.
But that's what you do. Ignore Trump, then it'll explode within a week. The world will be covered in orange.
Even if he tweets in capital letters.
Yeah, just ignore him.
He tweets in capital letters, eh? Like, I did so.
But that's the thing, you know. He did all that thing with Putin and all that, and everybody was jumping up and down, but nothing happened because nothing ever does.
Have you seen the cover of Time magazine with the morphed photo of morphed picture of his face and Putin's face in it?
Yeah,
that's because he's Putin little boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, that was it. I think we should rethink protesting.
Thank you very much, my son.